Audiomo 11, Day 3. Bucket lists. There was a question posed on Keek today, keek.com, about what we would like on a bucket list. Things we would like to do before we die. And it reminded me of the film of the same name with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. And it's a good film, go and see it, heartwarming, etc. But I don't really want to do anything before I die, because I don't want to think about things I have to do before I die. I don't really want to think about dying. It's not something I'm afraid of or worried about my immortality. I have no fear, no thought on the subject, really. For those who know me, I have a faith, but that's nothing to do with the prospect of death. I want to live my life. But then I realised, what do I want from life? Not a bucket list, but just what do I want to do with the remaining years that I may have? We can't plan too far ahead because we don't know what's going to happen. But we all have aspirations and dreams. Without them, we'd be no different to the animals. We'd just go on instinct and survive just on animal instincts. And what separates us is the fact that we have aspirations, that we do dream. And I dream of things like everybody else. I don't really want to settle where I am. A lot of what we do is settling. We settle in a relationship, we settle in our jobs, and while we're doing that, we're dreaming of bigger and better things. For most people, or at least most people I've spoken to on this over the years, most people seem to think of bigger houses, bigger cars, better jobs, better pay, something material. And I've never really thought along those lines. I've never been materially minded. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a bit of a geek freak. I like my gadgets, and I could do without all of them, possibly with the exception of my smartphone, but then I could even do without that. But what do I want to do? What do I want to do for the remaining years? Well, I'm going on a pilgrimage next year to Santiago de Compostela. It's something I've been planning for over 2 years, and I was meant to go last year, but for various reasons it was delayed. And so March next year looks likely now, maybe April, but certainly at the beginning, the first quarter of next year. And I'm going to walk approximately 1,000 kilometres and wild camp my nights. And wild camping, for those that don't know, is pitching your tent up and sleeping out overnight. I'm not going to go into too much detail on that. Everybody's got their own concepts of wild camping, whether it's right or wrong, and it's not for me to say. But I'm going wild camping and hiking, and it's a time for me to reflect. It gives me 30 or 40 days to myself where I can think about where I'm going. I put myself on hold, really. I was in a relationship, didn't work, and ultimately knew it wouldn't. Nothing wrong with that. But it made me realise, made me focus that I don't need a job that's going to pay me big bucks. I don't want to be in a bigger house or have a better car or this and that and the other. What I really want to do is walk. I love walking and hiking, and I go away most weekends, do something. Whether it's a walk locally or whether it's going for a wild camp over a weekend. But now I'd like to do that long term. I'd like to just get up and go with a backpack and see where my legs take me. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that, I think, over the next couple of days or so. And it's really just putting it out there for myself, so I can look back on what I'm doing and put my ramblings into some sort of order at the end of it. Anyway, bucket lists. What's on yours? Do you have one? Or, like me, are you just happy to live and see where life takes you? Have a dream, go for it. Don't have any dreams, settle. Who knows? You decide. Big Brother. Thank you. Good night. God bless.